This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you would like. 800-259-9231. It is the live Independence Day edition of the program. We are here on a day that most people are taking off, and so I appreciate everybody coming in here tonight, joining you this evening. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Dale.
The toll-free number is always 800-259-9231, and as always, you're invited to bring up whatever it is that you'd like. Of course, it is Independence Day, so maybe you would like to ruminate. You would like to express yourself, maybe express your frustration as to how it is a lot of people aren't really anything, well, they're anything but independent. They're very dependent these days. And where is the independence anyway? Well, I do have an announcement to make tonight, which I think is pretty exciting. I think maybe we hinted at it a few weeks ago, but to the end of becoming more independent, the Shire Society Declaration was signed about a year ago at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. Now, Dale, were you there for that signing?
Yes, I was. I believe I was able to manually sign. Yeah.
So there, and Julia, unfortunately, you weren't at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year. So basically, the concept is that, in case you aren't familiar, there was a lengthy process of people developing the Shire Society Declaration, kind of collectively, if you will, on the Free Keen Forum for several months prior to it actually being signed, just kind of tweaking words and that sort of thing. And it originally came from, I guess, a book by L. Neil Smith back in the 1980s or something like that. He wrote a little essay in there, and I forget what his was called. It's all over at ShireSociety.com. I don't have it in front of me at the moment. There actually ended up being some drama around that where he got really uppity with the fact that we kind of riffed on his idea, kind of borrowed his ideas and modified them.
Yeah, but and the interesting about that whole controversy, too, is that, there's all this talk about intellectual property and what it means and how far it should go and, just politeness and things like that. And I found it was really odd to think of a contract. Essentially, it's a contract. You're at least making a declaration. It's not really a contract. You're making a declaration.
Right. It's not a contract because there's not another party you're signing with or agreeing to.
And there's a lot of, controversy about the fact that we started from that and then it was tweaked into something slightly different. But the thing is, I look at his contract, and it was a good start, but I wouldn't have signed it because I didn't agree with it completely. I have to agree with the declaration 100%. If I'm making a declaration, to say that I can't take a declaration someone else made and adjust it so that it's actually accurate to represent my values and philosophy, so that I can make an accurate declaration, I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah, exactly. So there was some work done, and some would claim that it's still not perfect, and I would agree with them. It's not, but perfection is the enemy of completion. So at one point, when most people were pretty happy with it, we decided to go ahead and have it printed up. And there was a gentleman named Davi who actually did the calligraphy. He actually got some, I think, fancy hemp.
Davi
paper.
Took my artwork from my comic strip and made a completely new comic strip out of it. And totally pirated all my stuff and made a new comic, and then I posted it. Yeah. Posted his comic on my site.
What's that? What was that one about? Was that about pirating things?
Yes, it was. In fact, so it's funny you didn't bring Davi up in relation to this.
So he's a really talented artist, and he did the calligraphy for the actual physical Shire Society documents, which we then brought to the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2010 and had a signing ceremony. The video of which is actually up now at ShireSociety.com. And so basically the announcement is that ShireSociety.com is actually a website now. Like, for a year it was just pointing to the Free Keen Forum just because I hadn't gotten around to doing anything with it. And then a few weeks before Porkfest I thought, it's time to actually get off my duff and get this thing done. So I put up an actual site. You can read the Shire Society Declaration. You can then electronically sign the declaration by using your Facebook or just posting a comment on registering for the site and then posting a comment on the article. So anybody who wants to can essentially sign the Shire Society Declaration at this point.
The original signers are they all on there already?
Well, they're on the PDF version of the...
Okay.
What happened when we got back from Porkfest last year was the document had, the original documents had been a little bit torn while they were being signed, so there was some repair that went on, because the pens, it was just a real fragile paper that they were on, and some of the folks' signatures had torn it a little bit, so there was some repair that happened, and then Puke, who's one of the local photographers and liberty activists here in Keene, took some nice tripod, high-resolution camera photos, well-lit photos of the actual original documents. Those were then turned into high-resolution PDF files, and those are available over at ShireSociety.com as well. So the original signers are on the original documents. They're not necessarily on the website, unless you've already signed on the website.
Okay, so then they should, you'd probably suggest to them that they go ahead and sign up electronically, too, so they'd be in...
If you want.
Database.
I mean, you're already on. I don't know if there's not a database. It's just some Facebook comments. It's just a comments page on WordPress is essentially what it is. So you can go to ShireSociety.com. You can see that there. And, you know, it's been over a year since we've read the Shire Society Declaration, and it's not very long. So why don't we go ahead and read that tonight, considering it is the Independence Day edition of this program. Of course, we'll take your calls. You can bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. So it is as follows. We, the undersigned, witnesses to the lesson of history that no form of political governance may be relied upon to secure the individual rights of life, liberty, or property, now therefore establish and provide certain fundamental precepts measuring our conduct toward one another and toward others. First, each individual is the exclusive proprietor of his or her own existence and all products thereof, holding no obligations except those created by consent. Second, no individual or association of individuals, however constituted, has the right to initiate force against any other individual. Third, each individual has the inalienable right of self-defense against the initiation of force. Fourth, explicit voluntary association is the only means by which binding obligations may be created, and claims based on association or relationships to which any party did not consent are empty and invalid. Fifth, rights are neither collective nor additive in character, and no group can possess rights in excess of those belonging to its individual members. We hereby declare our commitment to peace, individual sovereignty, and independence, and join the Shire Society. That's it.
Yeah, see, there was nothing in there that I had any kind of disagreement with, and so I was able to sign that.
Yeah, it really, really, I think, effectively rebuts a lot of the fundamental beliefs, the precepts, if you will, of the status system, of the coercionist system. You know, this idea that somehow you've agreed to all this just because you're here, and it's essentially declaring, no, I don't believe in that. That's not how I live my life. I only agree to what I agree to, and I can't be held liable for things that I haven't agreed to, unless we're talking about committing harm against another human being. So, Julia, I mean, having heard that probably for the first time tonight, what are your initial responses?
I don't know. It's very basic, and I like that about it.
Yeah. Well, and the nice thing is you can actually print it out. There's actually, so you can sign it one of two ways. You can go to ShireSociety.com. You can sign online, or you can actually get a PDF of a printable version, which probably has room for several, maybe a few signatures at the bottom. So maybe you and some friends could print it out and sign your own copy if you'd like. And it's a nice looking PDF, which was also created by Dobby. So ShireSociety.com is online. You can now sign online, and I know that some folks are waiting for that. So I'm happy to announce that it's actually up. Let's go to you and your phone calls. Let's go to the amp lines. You're on Free Talk Live via Julia and Dale.
Hey, Ian, Julian, Dale.
Hey.
This is Ty in Memphis. How y'all doing tonight?
Ty, what's on your mind, Ty?
Well, thank you very much for calling it Independence Day. I am so sick and tired of watching news outlets or people greeting me and saying Happy 4th of July.
That's a common pet
peeve. So many,
I understand.
Yeah, there are so many emphasize a date. Everywhere in the world, there's a 4th of July on this date. You know,
there's also a 5th of July tomorrow.
Yep.
We could have the 5th of July party.
We're celebrating or reflecting on the idea of being free from tyrannical government. Now, boy, I wonder why the government and the news outlets don't emphasize that.
Tell you what, Ty, if you've got more thoughts, stick with us. We'll be back with you here in a moment because I share this critique. Clearly, there's an effort, I think, whether it's on purpose or not, but there is a concerted effort amongst the mainstream media to call this the 4th of July as opposed to Independence Day. And I think it's to take away the meaning from the holiday. 800-259-9231.
I'd like to add to the meaning myself.
We'll come back in a moment with that. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, dialing toll-free, bring up whatever you want. It is the live Independence Day edition of the program, and joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Dale.
All right, so the number for you again, 800-259-9231, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You need to get some collections done. You need to turn it over to people that can get it done with respect and hopefully make it so your clients will continue on with you once that process is complete. SACL CAI does it with respect, and they do a great job. Go and get the details over at their website. Learn more about it. You can find their banner at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. SACL.com. SACL, C-A-I, long-running, big-time sponsor of this program. SACL, C-A-I. 800-259-9231. Ty is with us in Tennessee. And, Ty, you've got some critique for folks in the, kind of the mainstream media world, amongst other places.
Yes, and the government official, you know, voices of the government, which I guess the mainstream media kind of qualifies for that. The emphasis is on the date rather than on the meaning behind the date. And I think it is intentional because, you know, I forget where I read something like greater than 10% of households in this country are receiving some sort of subsidy, either food stamps or some sort of welfare. It may be, even be greater than that, you know. So so many people are actually dependent on government these days. It would be against their interest to emphasize this idea of independence and of people standing on their own.
For sure. It's a lot more in their interest to promote people just partying because, you know, people like to party. And so let's just turn this day that is about independence and freedom from control, and let's turn it into another day where you can just get drunk
any
with your friends.
Any excuse to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why I thank you guys for emphasizing that this is Independence Day, and thank you for posting the Shire Society thing as a reminder that it's, you know, what this day is really about, what it signifies, at least to, I think, for lovers of true liberty.
Well, and the Shire Society Declaration really takes it to, takes independence to the next level, because the original concept behind Independence Day was about, the, you know, creating a new state. So the new state was, you know, going to be independent from, the old. And this is, the Shire Society Declaration is a declaration of individual, sovereignty, individual independence.
Right. The only critique I have is something that I've recently, you know, of the Shire Society Declaration, is something that's recently come to my mind. I called in about a few days ago, and that's the idea that I think that the concept of rights may actually have roots in coercion. Because when you start talking about, when you start talking about rights, you're making a claim against the behavior of another person.
Well, that's right. That's why it's so crucial to make to distinguish between negative rights and positive rights.
You're not making a claim by saying I have a right to life. That's not making a claim against you saying you can't murder me. It's just rights are a concept that is hopefully something that will be accepted by most people, so that we can all agree that we have the right to life and agree not to murder one another.
Well, no, I think what you're talking about is positive rights.
You have the liberty to sustain your life.
Well, that's
you don't have the right. You don't have a claim on others to maintain your life.
Yes, what you're talking about is our positive rights. You're talking about positive rights versus negative rights. A negative right, a positive right would be like a right to food, which would be absurd because that would mean that I have the right to enslave someone else to provide food to me.
Yeah.
But a negative right is a right
construct.
A negative right is a right to a negative right requires no action on behalf of someone else. It might require them not to act in certain ways, like don't kill me or steal from me or something like that. And that's why people who love liberty are very careful to distinguish between negative rights and positive rights, and to support negative rights but not positive rights.
Well, I agree with that. It's just I think that you've got to be very careful in distinguishing liberties from rights. And I haven't completely fleshed out this idea yet. I'm still kind of working on it, and I'm still stewing on it. But I think that you're right. The negative rights are typically what I think the liberty community means when they use the word rights. But,
it is.
I think they often get conflated with liberties. You know, we have a liberty to speak our mind. We have the right to speak our mind without being molested.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. I just I'm looking here at the Shire Society Declaration, and I don't see anything about positive rights in there. I mean, there's nothing that suggests that you have the right to anyone else's labor or the right to anyone else's fruits of their efforts or anything like that. It's just you have the right to be, you know, essentially left alone, and it points out that no group can possess rights in excess of those belonging to its individual members. So, I mean, I think it's a fairly well-rounded document, but. You know, if you want to make your own without the word rights in it, if it makes you feel better, then you should do that.
I may do something like that, but you know, that critique is a mild critique because the document speaks very well, I think, of my ideals and principles.
Great, Ty. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, my right to be left alone doesn't require you to act. My right, to life doesn't mean that I'm guaranteed to live forever. It just means that I have the right to you not taking my life from me.
Right.
And it requires other people to agree with that. If most people didn't agree with that, then we would have this kind of dangerous state of nature situation where folks are just going around left and right killing people just because they didn't like the way they looked or whatever, for whatever reason. But at some point, human beings came up with a concept of rights, and we're talking about negative rights, which I hate these terms because negative rights sound so negative. I mean, rights are a good thing. I want to have rights that sound positive, and negative rights, I think, is like a really confusing phrase. I would think humans came up with a concept of rights because it benefits everybody. Because we figured out after, you know, we stopped clubbing one another over the head for a short while, that if we stopped clubbing one another over the head and actually respected each other's craniums and, only clubbed animals at that point, we might get along a little better.
It's unfortunate that there are people who will say food is a right. Like, food is a human right. Because the moment you say that, you are advocating slavery. Some form of slavery.
Or
health care. Health care is a right. Well, who is responsible for providing you with health care?
Right.
That's absurd to declare as a right.
That's a pretty modern concept, I think. I mean, with universal health care or whatever, government health care. I hear that a lot recently with all of this Obamacare and this conversation going on now, but
it's definitely a conversation that has occurred, I think, post the nanny state.
This is like a right that is a new right. It's now we've had the right to food, and now we have the right to health care as well. Great.
Well, nobody has the right to food. I guess that's what Dale's saying.
I guess I get that. I was not being serious.
I see what you're saying. But it does seem to be a more recent development. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I could be wrong as well, but I don't think 100 years ago people thought that they had a right to health care.
You know, sometimes I wonder where this comes from. I think it almost seems to have evolved from a disconnect that people have with where the things they need come from.
Yeah.
Because most people just see all this stuff that's there. There's a supermarket full of food. Mm-hmm. There's doctors everywhere. There's these multi-million-dollar hospitals everywhere. It's just there. There's just all this wealth. It's just there.
So why shouldn't I be able to have it for free?
Why shouldn't I just have some of it? They're hoarding. People are hoarding it and being greedy with it is the way people look at it. And what they don't understand, look, human labor created all this and continues to create it. Food is not appearing out of magical thin air on the shelves of the grocery store. Okay?
It's being done because somebody wants to make a profit.
You don't have a right to it. You can't enslave other people to provide that for you.
And they want to feed people too. But in order to do that, they had to invest money and they had to invest time and effort. And people that invest those things deserve to be compensated for if they've done a good job. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Free talk line.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com. 235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Independence Day edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, maybe your thoughts about independence and what today means to you. Hopefully it means something more than, it's the 4th of July celebration.
Drinking beer.
We're going to go and have some beer, and we're going to, not that there's anything wrong with that. I had one earlier today, but we're going to go ahead and...
Are you kidding? All those carbs?
Do some barbecue.
There's nothing wrong with it. They have low-carb beers, though.
Yeah, I just have... whatever the beer is. So there's nothing wrong with having a party, and there's nothing wrong with celebrating. But wouldn't it make more sense to celebrate independence rather than just the 4th of July, day in which we set off fireworks and have a party? I mean, really, isn't that the only modifier here, that the fireworks?
I feel like if I were to ask, like, let's say just some standard people I work with, you know what I mean, just average Joes, if I were to say, you know, why do you want, because a lot of people requested it off. I work today, and a lot of people requested it off.
Of course.
And, like, why, what are you celebrating today? I feel like they're, why the 4th of July? I mean, there's no meaning to it. It's just, on this day, we party.
I think that's the way a lot of people is, you know, they eventually learn and then they promptly forget.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's certainly isn't being allowed to develop to the point where it actually inspires a desire for independence or an appreciation for independence.
I don't think, I would say young people do not know that it is Independence Day.
Yeah.
A large percentage of them.
I wonder about that.
What?
Well, it's a conflicting message, though, because I know in the government schools, they spend an awful lot of time teaching history that's awfully favorable toward American history, you know, the U.S.
Well, right.
history.
Or
and
what?
Then
right.
Died
and even if they knew it was Independence Day, they might just really focus on the idea that we beat the British. This is what we're celebrating. We won the war.
Right.
You know, who knows? I'd be interested to hear that.
They were this horrible, horrible bad government, and we're the wonderful government that's, for all these different reasons, you know.
You know, it's a little late now, but maybe next year, or maybe just whenever, but next year for sure would be a cool time to go, like, do a man-on-the-street video interview and just ask people question.
What are you celebrating today?
Yeah, what does Independence Day mean to you? Or maybe that's too leading of a question. What are you celebrating today is probably a better open-ended kind of question. Why are you? Are you celebrating today? And if so, why?
I like hamburgers.
I like hamburgers.
But really, yeah, I mean, minus the fireworks, don't you essentially have fill in whatever holiday, Super Bowl Sunday, you know, St. Paddy's Day. I mean, St. Paddy's Day is drinking with green. Super Bowl Sunday is drinking with football.
Memorial Day.
This is drinking with
hamburgers.
Fireworks.
Fireworks and
right?
Flags and hamburgers.
Isn't that the modifier?
Any excuse
isn't that,
to party.
But am I missing anything else? Is there something else about Independence Day celebrations?
I think
that
for
sets
a lot of
apart?
People, it's they get the day off work. They have a 3-day weekend, mm-hmm. like party. Like all those holidays, like Memorial Day weekend, July 4th, these are, you know, 3-day weekend, got Monday off from work, Sunday's a cookout day. It's a party day.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Lauren is on the line listening in Ohio to WAIS in Athens. Hello, Lauren. Lauren? In Ohio.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. I was going to say you got your secular holy days. Get it? And now they're not, the government's not honoring those days anymore because they're trying to merge us into this one world mecca, this one world utopia they've got planned for us.
Well, I don't think the government should have any holidays. I mean, if you're going to have a government, then I don't think it should be elevating one day over another.
Right. Well, I think we should have a government that follows the rules. How about that? A government that follows and obeys the Constitution, which is a body of negative law to limit its power. And
how's that worked out?
Well, no, that's the whole thing. It doesn't work out because the people don't know what it says. How in the world
it wouldn't matter if the people knew. Like, there's plenty of people that know about the Constitution, but they don't do anything about it. So, doesn't it require action on people's parts rather than just expecting them to do the right thing?
Well, of course, but the action is yielding to the truth and having at least a proper understanding of what you live in as a world, and we don't understand it. God made the people made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution might start with that one. Any of the other provisions, too. But the whole point
is you really
want to
go back.
Amendment.
Just let me see if I can be clear with you here. Do you really want to go to some sort of federal constitutional thing, or wouldn't you rather just get rid of the federal government?
Well, no, that's the whole point. The states made the federal government. The states are supposed to be the ones telling them what to do. Our senators are supposed to be sent by the states to represent the states' interests, and if they're, you know, getting screwed by the feds and these guys are all selling out, well, your senator would be canned. They've changed the rules, and my point is, instead of trying to make new rules, it's like they took away Glass-Steagall. All you have to do is put it back. We don't have to create something new. The documents themselves, and I mean, I'm not even, you know, I'll have to tell you, I'm not even a U.S. citizen, so I am not part of this corporate club. I am a free child of God. This country, when it was established, was a country of kings. Everybody was free. Nobody was subject to the government. If you check the 14th Amendment, you see all persons born or naturalized in the United States are subject to the jurisdiction thereof and are citizens of the states wherein they reside. The position of a minor government official is to reside. Anyway, my point is, they use their, it's like Obama saying, we're not having war against Libya because I say so. I mean, what are you, crazy? You're sending in drones, you're bombing Tripoli. I mean, what are you talking about?
Right, and well, they just changed the terms.
People believe it.
Yeah, right. It's not a war if they change the name.
Well, and this is my point, though. Where did we all learn, generation after generation, to accept lies? And I tell you what, I hate to say it because I know a lot of the folks that are, you know, I used to be with the libertarians. I was a Democrat, then I was a Republican, then I was a libertarian, mm-hmm. then I was a Christian. And it's a simple thing. We just all need to respect each other. Gay, straight, black, white, rich, poor. How about we just have respect for each other? And you know the Declaration of Independence where it says that the governments are instituted among men to protect these things, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for every man. We were all created by God, like it or not, and he gave us all free will. So, hey, do what you want to do. But the whole point is you shouldn't be able to put the burden for whatever, you know, wrongdoing or corrupt behavior. If it's productive, it's godly. If it's not productive, it's not godly.
Lauren, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I like the idea of respecting other people. That's a good,
sure.
Sounds
yeah.
like a good start.
I don't expect a piece of paper to keep governments in line.
No, certainly it certainly won't.
It certainly hasn't proven to be the case throughout history.
Right. I don't think she expected that to happen, but I don't blame people for having the fantasy that someday they could create some structure to make that work. I just don't think it can. You can't give human beings power over other human beings.
Yeah, I mean that's
you
really what
give
it comes down.
Another
to.
Human being power over yourself.
You
if you
could.
Wanted to.
There's this
right.
sort of, it really is, governments are seen, they're really like a snake oil, you know, it's a snake oil salesman telling people they're finding a problem, or a lot of problems rather, that people want solved, and providing this solution that isn't really a solution at
right.
all, but
acting
people are so
like
desperate
are.
To have the solution that they'll take anything.
Yeah, and of course they're indoctrinating them as well to believe that the government solutions are the only option, or that
right.
You know,
and
the government's
making the situation worse, therefore creating more problems, and then having a nice solution that doesn't work. But it's amazing, people just buy it over and over and over again.
That's really the saddest part about all this, is that people know. She was kind of referencing this in her call, but you know, people know that politicians are corrupt, and they know that the government is violent, and they know that, I mean, there are things that people know inherently, I think, about the government, is certainly as they get older and they experience more of life. But yet, you're right, they just keep going through the motions. They keep, you know, voting for Republicans and Democrats.
It's inherent in the nature of this beast that politicians would become corrupt, that people who crave power would be the ones who are attracted to it.
And even power corrupts those who maybe they weren't craving it in the first
right.
place. When they get the taste of it, then it corrupts them. And scientific studies have shown that.
Yeah. There's nothing about it to think that it would do the things that people want it to do without becoming this corrupt, horrible thing that does more damage than it helps.
So I'll tell you what, if you want to get into that society where people do respect others no matter what their beliefs are, then you've got to do it deliberately, because it's not just going to form where you are. I think you have to pick yourself up and move to where those people are. Sort of like how the Mormons moved to Utah, and no one could deny that they've had an influence there. The hippies moved into Vermont. They had an influence there. You move liberty-minded people together into the same place, they're going to have an influence. We're seeing it happen already. Here in New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, go to freestateproject.org, declare your independence from the coercionism where you come from, and get your butt up here to New Hampshire and join the fun. freestateproject.org. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. The live Independence Day edition of the program. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Dale.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by shopping with us. Go and get your shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to different Amazons from internationally around the world, U.S., Canada, U.K., there's one in Germany as well. You click into the appropriate Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Now, when you do that, you don't really see any indicator on the screen necessarily that that Free Talk Live is getting a portion. You just have to trust that it'll work. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff that you need as we continue here with you and your thoughts. You, of course, can bring up whatever you would like. We'll go to Meg, who frequently has heard on this program, although has moved down temporarily, I think, to the D.C. area. You've been getting involved in some activism down there, Meg, with the D.C. dance parties. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
I saw you about 2 hours ago on a live stream from, I think it was Tally.tv's Ustream channel. I guess today was the fourth Jefferson dance party for our listeners that may just be tuning in. It was back in 2008 when a young lady was arrested for celebrating Thomas Jefferson's birthday by quietly dancing with her her headphones in, listening to her MP3 device, dancing in front of at the Jefferson Memorial. She was arrested for this, and then there was another dance party that happened several weeks ago where several people were arrested for dancing, and in fact, one man was even body slammed for dancing by the park police. There was video footage of all this. It created quite a bit of outrage, and then hundreds showed up a week later with dozens of those hundreds participating in the dancing. They danced for about 20 minutes without being molested by the state agents, and then state agents moved in to close down the Jefferson Memorial. However, as was pointed out later, it turns out people like you, Meg, actually ended up staying behind despite the police trying to push people out. They were successful pushing most folks out, but there were about six or seven people that stayed behind and continued dancing as long as you wanted to dance, and they never messed with you. So that was, the most important part of the story that nobody told.
Yeah, it was, most of the people were out by then, and there were some speeches going on the steps and whatnot, so not many people were paying attention, but I wasn't going to let them just, shove us out and shut it down, because I wouldn't feel that was a victory in my mind, so I just stayed around a little while and, danced till I had to pee and then got out of there.
And then today it happened again, the 4th, because the state still attempted to crack down last time, or the people calling themselves the state attempted to crack down last time, that somebody decided it needed to happen again. And and today was that day. So go ahead and set the scene for us.
Well, actually, the actual dance party, when we got there was only a few of us. I think three of us started dancing, and then a couple people joined in. I think there was maybe six total. Danced for about 20 minutes. The cops came in and sort of stood around and talked to each other, and I think they were just, waiting for the order to either stand down or arrest us. Mm-hmm. And once they were apparently given an order to stand down, they all left. So we decided, victory, and we went on our way. But the biggest problem today was actually just getting to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, because it's July 4th and there are checkpoints all over D.C.
Whoa.
And so...
Whoa. What kind of checkpoints?
Basically, whenever you try to get to, I don't know what it's called, with the big pillar thing. What's that place called with the big grassy area?
The National Mall. Yeah.
Yeah, so... To get to the Jefferson Memorial, we had to go through there, and there was checkpoints where they would check your bags, and, they wand
us. So this is for people on foot?
Yeah, just everybody going in, and they, swabbed my hand to make sure I didn't have explosives on my hands, and all this
incredible stuff.
And, we had to go through about three of these checkpoints just to get over to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, which,
And
my dad, they don't want us to call checkpoints. They aren't checkpoints. They're access areas or something like that. They made very clear.
Like a free speech zone.
It's a safety.
Yeah.
It's a safety check.
So,
Now this reminds me, I did see some sort of news headline earlier in the weekend about how terror threat this weekend, 4th of July, possible target, etc. So that may have been their excuse.
People who don't like our freedom.
Yeah.
That we're celebrating on July 4th.
Right, where you can't walk from place to place in D.C. without being... Were they frisking people?
They weren't frisking people, but they were, every bag that went in had to be opened and checked, and you had to get wand down, and you had to... Some people had their hands swabbed. I did.
Was it the TSA? Or a park, or,
no,
or a
no,
D.C.
It was,
park police?
It was just regular police.
Just the
they
D.C.
were
cops?
Everywhere, yeah. And, so we went through one of the checkpoints, and I was filming some of the stuff, after we got through it, and a cop approached me and, asked for my ID, and I don't even have my ID on me, let alone am I going to give it to him like that. So, we had a little back and forth with him for a moment, and he got on his phone, and we wanted to go over to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial because we were, starting to run a little late with all the checkpoints and whatnot, so... I was just like, are we being detained? And he's like, come back here. I was like, are we being detained? And he wouldn't answer me, so we just walked away.
Awesome.
And
I bet he doesn't have that happen to him too many times during the day.
So he was still on the phone watching us as we walked over to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial on the other side of the water, and we could see him watching us. And then when we get there, there's a lady on the phone, and she's like talking to all the other cops and pointing to us and stuff like that. So then we get into the line to go through the checkpoint to get into the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, and they pull us all out of line and start questioning us, start asking for our ID.
Wow.
And
were you recording all of these interactions?
Yeah. Yes. I recorded everything. So one of the officers, she was asking for my ID, and so finally I said, as a free person, am I required to walk around with ID on me at all times? She's like, absolutely, this is America. What?
This is going to be an epic video, Meg. I mean, I can already tell.
it's just so funny because, you know, we went there and we were all kind of nervous about the actual dancing civil disobedience of it, and that was the easiest part, you know? Like, nobody had any troubles, so it was just getting there, and it wasn't until they, like, held us outside. They wouldn't let us through because we were recording, and we refused to show ID. That was their excuse for not letting us in, and so we were waiting, waiting, waiting. Finally, a SWAT truck, like this big, huge armored vehicle, pulls up. They let it in, and all these guys with machine guns come out. Right when they come out, that's when they're like, okay, you guys are free to go in.
Incredible.
Yeah,
so,
it was.
So you said a lower turnout this time than last time. Any speculation as to why? Do you think everybody just figures they won last time because it was such a huge turnout and the police, for the most part, didn't molest anybody?
I think it's a combination of that, and this one wasn't as, you know, it didn't go viral like the last one. You know, the last one had the video of Kokesh being body slammed and choked, mm-hmm. and everybody was very amped up from that. And so this was just more reiterating our freedom, and so not many people probably felt, you know, the need to come out for that because we'd already beat it, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I totally understand. I don't, you know, I don't blame anybody. Plus, you know, it is a holiday, and a lot of people probably had other plans,
yeah.
So that might have affected things as well. But nonetheless, you guys were unmolested by the park police today, so
yeah.
It was more of a success today than I think than it's ever been. Would you say it was an unqualified success, with the exception of the checkpoints everywhere?
I mean, it was definitely a success. We had at one point only two cops when we started, and then like about a dozen came in. They stood around watching us for a little bit, and then they left.
And so basically they had the numbers today, right? Like, they could have gone in and swooped in and arrested y'all, but they didn't.
Yeah. Well, when the dozen came in, there was only three of us dancing. Me and Nathan were slow dancing, and then Will was dancing around us. So
nice.
It was like, it wouldn't have been hard for the 12, you know, guys with big guns and whatnot to take us down, but they just decided the PR would be too bad, I guess.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the video, and I think it's going to be wonderfully ironic, and the juxtaposition of it being Independence Day, as Julia pointed out, and then on the other hand, having to go through multiple checkpoints in order to get where you want to go.
I was sure to loudly vocalize that point, all the people standing at the checkpoints whenever I could.
It's so sad.
I wonder if I feel like Washington, D.C. would be a really hot spot for a 4th of July for a lot of people because it's
sure it is.
America and all the monuments and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be the cliche destination.
Right. So
yeah, it just seems so ironic that, you know, this day that celebrates our independence and freedom, and we're in the Capitol, that's where the most tyrannical stuff you've ever seen occurs.
Meg, was there more you wanted to share, or did you pretty much wrap it up?
That's pretty much it.
Looking forward to seeing the video. Are you going to post it over at freekeen.com when it's
done? I'll have it up everywhere I can.
Great. I look forward to it, and thanks for all your efforts down there.
No problem.
We'll see you back in New Hampshire soon, and thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. More about this checkpoint situation here in a little bit. I think it deserves more commentary, and your thoughts are welcome.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.